From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin affirms stronger collaboration with World Bank is needed to reduce stunting. Minister Prabowo reaffirms Indonesia's support for Palestine's struggle. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where while receiving a World Bank delegation at the Vice President Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, Vice President Maruf Amin expressed his expectation of an improvement in partnership with the global organization to address stunting in Indonesia. He has also conveyed that Indonesia still really needs partnership with international institutions such as the World Bank, UNDP, United Nations Development Programme and FAO, Food and Agriculture Organization, to be able to address stunting cases. Through cooperation and collaboration with international institutions, the Indonesian government keeps pursuing efforts to reduce the stunting rate to 14% by 2024 in order to build superior and highly competitive human resources. As quoted by Antara, Vice President Maruf Amin further explained, the government has continued to formulate strategies to reduce the stunting rate in Indonesia through the convergence, collaboration and exploration of all the potentials that the nation has. Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto has reaffirmed the Indonesian government's commitment to support the Palestinian people's struggle for self-determination, justice, independence, and the right to choose their country. As quoted by Antara while receiving a visit from Palestinian Prime Minister Mohamed Ibrahim Stayeh at the Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister Prabowo conveyed that the Indonesian government has stressed to continue to help the Palestinian people in concrete form. The humanitarian assistance from the Indonesian government and people for Palestine has included building a hospital in Gaza. Stayeh expressed gratitude for the Indonesian government's warm welcome during his first state visit to Indonesia. He also lauded the Indonesian government commitment to work together to create global peace, including in Palestine. Indonesia is ready to help Timor-Leste optimize its digital sector. This was conveyed by Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny J. Plate after a meeting with Timor-Leste's Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Social Communication, Francisco Martins da Costa Pereira Geronimo, on Wednesday, escorted by Antara. It was a follow-up to a meeting between President Joko Widodo and Timor-Leste President José Ramos Horta, who discussed potential cooperation between the two countries. The latest meeting covered topics related to digital transformation, including digital talent preparation programs, the development of supporting infrastructures, and regulatory preparation. Minister Plate discussed how Indonesia has conducted several programs to boost national digital literacy, such as the National Digital Literacy Movement, or GLDN, for the general public, the Digital Talent Scholarships, DTS, for the mid-level, and the Digital Leadership Academy, DLA, for policymakers and leaders. The 94th anniversary of Youth Pledge Day in 2022 is a momentum to reaffirm the spirit of and commitment to uniting in diversity. According to Ministry Deputy of Youth Development, Asrarun Niam Soleh, on Wednesday, Indonesia must live the spirit and commitment to uniting in diversity. The diversity must be strong and young people can play an optimal role in building the commitment to unite in a bid to build the nation. The summit of the Youth Pledge Day commemoration will be held in the new capital Nusantara IKN, Penajam Pasar Utara, East Kalimantan on October 28, 2022, with the theme Bersatu Bangun Bangsa or United to Build a Nation. According to Soleh, in building a nation, there needs to be synergy from all parties. Not only young people, but all elements of society must also unite in order to realize the ideals of the nation. Let's move on to the international news, where the European Union has described the recent airstrikes at an outdoor concert in Myanmar as a serious violation of international humanitarian law. As quoted by Antara, the European Union Special Representative for Human Rights, Eamon Gilmore, at a press conference on Wednesday said that it seems to me that this attack on the concert, which is a civilian target, is a serious breach of international humanitarian law. He also added the attack in Kachin State, Myanmar, is a serious breach that demands the Myanmar military be held to account. He further said this was particularly brutal action for which the Myanmar militaries are responsible. The Singapore economy is projected to grow at a below-trend pace in 2023 amid growing challenges in the external environment. This was stated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, on Thursday, as reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com. With that, overall labor demand should soften somewhat alongside the moderations of in wage growth, the central bank added in its latest half-yearly macroeconomic review. Advanced estimates showed that the Singapore economy grew at 4.4% on year-on-year basis in the third quarter, just below the revised figure of 4.5% in the previous 3 months. Growth was supported in part by industries which continued to benefit from the reopening of borders. The U.S. military conducted a successful test launch of rocket with experiments from hypersonic weapons development at the Wallops Flight Test Facility in Virginia Wednesday. As reported by CNN.com, the Navy said the rocket carried 11 different experiments designed to test and collect data for hypersonic weapons research to support the Joint Army-Navy program. This was the second test carried out under the program focused on developing both sea and land-based hypersonic capabilities. The first test was conducted in October 2021. In this test, a sounding rocket was fired from the launch pad. Carrying out different experiments to gather data and collect information on components of hypersonic missiles, including heat-resistance materials and high-end electronics. Listener, now let's move on to diplomatic corners on Indonesian Embassy in London to hold Experience Indonesia in November. The Indonesian Embassy in London, in collaboration with Bank Mandiri BNI and Bank Indonesia, is going to hold the Experience Indonesia's event for 3 consecutive days from 6 to 8 November 2022 in London, England. Taking the theme, Discover Invaluable Stories, Experience Indonesia will be a gathering place for the community, diaspora, Indonesian and British students and foreign tourists to experience by themselves the unique experience of Indonesia through cultural arts performances, tourism promotions, strategic commodities, culinary and the country's creative economy. According to Indonesian Ambassador to United Kingdom, Destra Percaya, Experience Indonesia is a good opportunity to put Indonesia on the map so that Indonesia is increasingly known and loved by the British people. Because at the government level, the relationship between the two countries is actually very good and strong. Ambassador Desra emphasized that the UK's momentum of relaxations in the UK after the pandemic needs to be used to promote Indonesian tourism, because the British public are tired and willing to experience new experiences after years at home. He stated that Indonesia is one of the most attractive options for British people. According to the Indonesian Embassy in London, the Experience Indonesia event will feature a number of talented Indonesian talents, such as Dewi Gita, Lea Simanjuntak, Paguyuban Citra and Banyuwangi Heritage. In addition, leading Indonesian fashion brands such as Aliera Batik and Wearing Klambi will also participate. The series of Experience Indonesia's activities will begin with Indonesian Day on November 6 and have the theme People's Market to showcase MSMEs, street food, fashion, display of Indonesian cultures, arts and tourism. On November 7, there will be an Indonesian workshop Discover Batik activity, where the British public can learn and experience batik technique firsthand. In addition to the batik workshop, in November, there will also be parallel Indonesian Coffee Day activities. This activity will bring together coffee industry players to promote Indonesian specialty coffee, which also prioritizes aspects of sustainability and empowerment of women and MSMEs. The peak of the Experience Indonesia's activities on November 8 is enlivened by the Indonesian Night activity, namely an Indonesian cultural art performance as a result of collaboration between Indonesian artists and batik fashion show by a number of MSMEs assisted by Bank Indonesia. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nico Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 27, 1945, when the State Electricity Company, or PLN, was established. After Indonesia's independence on August 17, 1945 was proclaimed, the Japanese-controlled electricity company was seized by Indonesian youth in September 1945. Then it was handed over to the government of the Republic of Indonesia. On October 27, 1945, the Electricity and Gas Bureau was formed by President Sukarno. At that time, the power generation capacity was only 152 per 5 megawatt. Now, October 27 is celebrated as the National Electricity Day. Moving on to an event on the National Aviation Day. This commemoration is based on a historic event on October 27, 1945. At that time, Air Commodore Agustinus Adi Sucipto managed to fly the Curang plane with the red and white flag for the first time in the skies of Indonesia. Adi Sucipto flew it at Maguwo Air Base, which is now known as Adi Sucipto Air Base. The Curang plane itself was a stolen plane from the Japanese colonies. The first flight event carried out by Air Commodore Agustinus Adi Sucipto succeeded in bringing a psychological effect, namely an extraordinary enthusiasm for the Indonesian people to develop National Air Force. October 27 is commemorated as the National Aviation Day since 1974. We end today in history with an event on October 27, 2007, when the National Blogger Day was established. National Blogger Day was first proclaimed by the Minister of Communication and Information of the Republic of Indonesia, Muhammad Nuh, on October 27, 2007, at the opening of Blogger Party that year. 4 years ago, Blogger Party has changed to an On-Off Indonesia event. Since its name changed to On-Off ID, Blogger Party began to emphasize the importance of bloggers to be able to manage blogs more seriously in order to produce something more useful. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Ini cerita ketika tulang mulai menua. Masih mungkin ada hasrat yang menggebu-gebu, berkumpul dan bernyanyi seperti dulu.Wajah tampanku keriput dan badanku membungkuk. Rasa ingin tak percaya, kini ku menua. Tak menggoda layaknya saat mudaWajah tampanku keriput dan badanku membungkuk. Rasa ingin tak percaya, kini ku telah menua. Tak menggoda layaknya saat mudaDi kita pasti tua. Mulai pelan dan pelupa, rambut sudah bola mata. Ada yang tak berubah, jiwa masih muda. Jika nanti sudah tua, mulai jarang bersenggama. Tunggu saja waktu.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, if you love marine tourism, Blitar in East Java can be your next tourism destination. In this district, there are four beach tours that you can visit. One of them is Gondo Mayit Beach. In Javanese, Gondo Mayit means the smell of a corpse. Sounds a bit scary. However, this beach is not as scary as its name. Even so, it's quite beautiful. Gondo Mayit Beach itself is located in the south of Blitar Regency, East Java. To get there, you may spend 1 hour by land transportation from Blitar City towards Kademangan and Tulungagung. Gondo Mayit Beach has slopping sand. It's very suitable as a family tourism spot. The white sand is very clean, without coral and trash. In addition, because it is located in the south of the island of Java, this beach has quite large waves. So, this location is a favorite place for surfers to try the ferocious waves of Gondo Mayit Beach. But if you can't surf, you may just play on the beach. Traveling to Gondo Mayit Beach, you can be satisfied with taking pictures with a background of beautiful views of the beach, sea and hills. Being tired of playing on Gondo Mayit Beach, you can also eat at a number of food stalls managed by the local villagers. They sell a variety of local seafoods and processed foods. Then, if you want to spend the night to enjoy the beauty of the sunset and sunrise, at the top of the hill, there is a wooden hut that you can rent to stay overnight.
Monopoli yang punya banyak cara untuk bisa kusinggahi. Kau terus merayuku untuk buka kartu kesempatan, dan kau harap bisa mengajakmu keliling dunia. Namun pemain dadu bukan hanyalah aku. Kau biarkan mereka leluasa untuk singgahimu. Tanpa sadar ku dapatkan 3 angka dadu sama. Begitu teganya kau biarkan aku terpenjara. Tanpa
aku. Kau biarkan mereka leluasa tuk singgahimu. Oh, tanpa sadar ku dapatkan tiga angka dadu sama. Begitu teganya kau biarkan aku terpenjara.
Thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the world on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listener, Indonesia has been named the most generous country in the world according to the World Giving Index WGI 2022. The annual report on global generosity released by the Charity Aid Foundation CFF on Friday confirmed Indonesia in first place with a score of 68%. According to the Chief Executive of the Public Interest Research and Advocacy Center, Hamid Abidin, in his statement on Saturday, this shows the strong tradition of donating to the Indonesian people, which is inspired by religious teachings and local traditions that have been practiced for decades. The pandemic condition also did not affect the interest and enthusiasm for donating to the Indonesian people and only had an impact on the amount and form of donation donated. Hamid also says that Indonesia's achievement as the most generous countries in the world was influenced by religious history. In addition to influence of religious teachings, he views this is also the success of philanthropic activists, especially Islamic philanthropy in raising, managing, and utilizing religious donations, as well as contributing to the achievement. Islamic philanthropic institutions, especially ZISWAF management bodies and institutions Zakat, Infaq, Alms, and Wakaf, have metamorphosed into modern philanthropic institutions. According to Hamid, Islamic philanthropy has developed a strategy of raising conventional and digital religious donations, as well as implementing transparent and accountable donation management standards. In addition, he also remarked that the use of ICT is also a milestone for a philanthropic institution to be able to continue operating during the pandemic and facilitate the distribution of donations from the public. Based on the 2022 World Giving Index WGI Data Index, Indonesia has a total presentation of 68%, 3% lower than the score in the previous year. This achievement places Indonesia as the most generous country for five consecutive years. CAF's research results shows that 84% of Indonesians donated money in 2021, much higher than the global average score, 35%. The percentage of Indonesians who participate in volunteers' activities is also high, about 63%, almost three times higher than the global average, 23%. Meanwhile, the percentage of citizens who donated to foreigners was 58%, slightly lower than the global average, 62%.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウィンティカールバイルス COVID-19 ミンヒラリルティダイルアクニアビシャクリンサヒカナイヤハミーコンワカナウコンヤハミーニ
ー让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Por con de getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Now we'll be listening to a song of a legendary female rock singer in Indonesia, Nicky Astria. One of the most popular hits from Nicky Astria from the 1980s with Misteri Cinta, or The Love Mystery, or The Mystery of Love. Just take your pick, by the way. The arrangement was made by some musicians in Indonesia, such as Ian Antono. And with the nice music composition and the vocal of Nicky Astria that is very strong, making the song is very timeless. People still like it until today, by the way. But what about the meaning? The song is about someone who has given up their life to their ones that they love, but sadly, their lover betrayed them and backstabbed them, which is quite tragic, isn't it? Well then, here is Misteri Cinta by Nicky Astria.
Walau dia beri menyalipku. aku menjadi bintang di atas gelombang. Aku jadi segala yang diinginkannya untuk digambarkan di pantai ini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau sesali. ceritanya mudah berubah. Bisa Mahabharata atau tragedi dari Yunani. Setiap kita dapat satu perdana yang harus kita mainkan. Ada peran wajar dan ada peran berpura-pura. Mengapa kita bersandiwara? Mengapa kita bersandiwara?
Barang yang kocak bikin kita terbahak-bahak. Barang bercinta bikin orang mabuk kebayang. Dunia ini penuh peranan. Dunia ini bagaikan jembatan kita bersandiwara. Mengapa kita bersandiwara? Kita bersandiwara. Wah, mengapa kita bersandiwara? Mengapa kita bersandiwara?
Mengapa kita bersandiwara?
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Mengapa kau hancuri? Mengapa kau menghinakan? Mengapa kau sakiti? Mengapa
Mengapa kau melukakan? Mengapa kau memberi? Mengapa kau melupakan? Mengapa kau akhiri? Mengapa kau memulakan? Dengan getaran jiwa, ku kebukakan pertanyaan. Tak ingin ku kau pergi, tak ingin ku dikecewakan. Cinta dinodai, tak ingin dihancurkan. Tak ingin ku disakiti, tak ingin ku dilukakan. Tak ingin ku kau beri, bila kau melupakan. Tak ingin ku diakhiri, bila kau memulakan. Dengan perasaan hampa,
much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.